And sometimes, okay, listen. Sometimes I'm in my nose, but I'm not actually picking my nose. Sometimes it's like the hairs in my nose will be a little funny, and I'm in there and I'm moving them around, and I'm just like sensing shit. So it ain't like I'm always in there just like digging for gold and shit, but I blame my mother. My mother used to pick her nose, and I hated being around her because she used to pull that shit out, and I hated that. I always hated it. But you pick up shit. Shut the fuck up.
And now back to your regularly scheduled program. You're now tuning in to the Awkward
Thinking Podcast. She gonna get fired.
Yeah, at this point, I'm tired. What? You not on? Mm-hmm. Is the doors closed?
One of them.
Okay. You need to be on point, mm-hmm. nigga.
She in there.
What the fuck do we pay you for if you're not going to be on point? I ain't never got paid for shit. What the fuck? He said your ass is going to get fired. All right, y'all been playing lightning. Bitch, I'm still on
this. Niggas be talking the whole time. No mic volume.
Right, no mic. It's on you. Yes. Welcome back to another episode of Awkward Thinking. I'm your boy, Nas, a.k.a. Stooks.
What up? I'm Vince. Why I look like you just had this shit or something? The way that you just did that.
Because I was adjusting. My butt itching.
The only cure for that is hot water and soap. Hot water and soap.
Itching. I feel like it's the hair in my ass. Like, you ever think it's just the hair in your ass that make your butt itch?
No, I feel like if it's ever the hair in my ass, that means I just need to wipe my ass a little bit better.
No, I wipe my ass thoroughly, okay? Mm-hmm. I just shit frequently. But it's thoroughly wiped.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, welcome back to the Awkward Thinking Podcast. I'm your boy, Nas, a.k.a. Stacks.
I'm Vince. I think we already did this.
And we are the friends you never knew you needed. All that in a motherfucking bag of motherfucking lunch chips, mm-hmm. nigga.
Make sure you liking, you commenting, you sending this out to people. Sharing is the only way we go get our views up, so make sure you do that, please.
And if you're new here, you know, stay for a while. We got some shit, boy.
We got some shit, boy.
So where do I want to start, necessarily? I have had a weird hobby. That not a weird hobby, but a weird interest that I've been like fucking with mm-hmm. lately, and I think it's been very primitive of me to be fucking with it.
Are you talking about the sexy red shit?
No.
I don't know.
Don't talk about sexy like that. Oh boy, you listen. Don't be talking about sexy like that.
Maybe.
Anyway,
I feel like motherfuckers need to like the same way with hero names. Your name needs to get approved.
Who?
Everybody's. No, they rap names.
No, there is that.
Your stage name needs to get approved.
Sexy Red rap name is better than everybody having little. Because remember, yeah. We had a little era, like everybody was mm-hmm. little this, little that, little that.
I agree. It's more original. And not necessarily her name, I wouldn't say is necessarily bad, but I just feel like in the rap game, we need some new people. We need some new names and we need names to get approved. Y'all niggas need to go through a checklist before we say you're a rapper.
You know what names need to get approved? Nigga, them fucking kids that these motherfuckers keep having. I'm tired of Javonte Davis. Not Javonte Davis.
What the fuck Javonte Davis do to you?
Jaquan, Dominique, Love So Fine. All these different ass exotic.
No, no, the Love So Fine is nasty. I don't. Anytime a parent named their kid, like, I was growing up with kids named Sexy This and That and, yeah. like, Beautiful Leasia and this. Why the fuck do you need to do that for your kid? And your kid's not even beautiful.
Bring back fucking biblical names. Yeah. I ain't gonna lie. Like,
where the fuck is the.
Niggas is getting too creative. I feel like you need. You know how motherfuckers make special characters and passwords and shit? Niggas need to actually put parameters on what you can name your fucking child.
There is. Like, there are certain names you can't name your kid.
Like what?
I don't fucking know. My internet service is down. But for real, there are certain names, and it also depends on the country that you're into. Yeah. Like, you can't name your kid certain things depending on what country you're in.
You know how niggas used to name their kids Dick? I really want to know, like, what was the thought process in that?
Their kid's name wasn't Dick. It was Richard.
But it was like
I don't know how Richard always translated to Dick.
Yeah,
I don't get that. Like Bill and William being the same thing, I don't understand. But that's it makes the same sense. Thing? Yeah, If your name is William, your nickname will be Bill. I got an uncle named Bill. His real name is William.
That's the dumbest shit ever.
It's dumb
life
as fuck.
Was tough.
But it makes sense.
No,
I guess.
It don't. Life
Will
is just
Bill?
Tough.
Bill Will?
No, nigga. What the fuck? I guess because now it's William, and then they was like, this nigga gonna be a Bill. Mm. Like, on some, like, I'm gonna have to pay my whole life for this nigga to be.
Nobody
like,
was saying
yes,
that.
Yes, yes. You're not gonna like this. Going back to the name shit, it was like, black people don't need as much freedom as we think.
Because if you can name your fucking kid Bethany and fucking whatever, Jacob, John,
I just
Jill.
Say, I just want something I can pronounce. That's it. Like, as working with kids now, I can't do the name.
That
names,
rubs me the
bro.
Wrong way. What? Because I just feel like there's shit. You can pronounce anything. You just have to take time to learn
you
it.
You think I'm programmed? For thinking that one?
Yeah, I feel like that's because an excuse to not know names, especially when motherfuckers, again, can name all these white people. If I can say Mozart and fucking the rest of them niggas that wore white-ass wigs and shit with the curls right. and shit, I can name people. I can say people's name. All it takes is practice. Motherfucker, I can go through and say the whole Daenerys Stormborn thing with no struggle. I can say Jaquani or whatever the fuck you want to call your kid. I can say that. And it takes nothing but a few minutes to go over somebody's. When somebody introduces themselves to me and it's a unusual name or a unique name.
I ask the nickname.
No, I don't. I say, okay, we'll say it again. Because they'll try to give me a nickname. And unless that's just what you prefer to be called by, I'll call you by your actual name because that's the name you were given at birth.
So I adapted the nickname because people couldn't pronounce my name. So
and there's
it's
no
so,
reason why nobody should be able to pronounce
it. It's very
name.
Simple to pronounce my name, but I feel like I've adapted just to say Nas and just so we avoid any disrespect.
Because the disrespect is there when you're not saying my name. I have a name, and there's same no reason name, why you can't say my name. There's no reason why you can't. Your fucking name is Nasir. There's no
That's
reason.
That's not even how you pronounce
how do
my
you
name.
Say your name?
It's Nasir.
Nasir. Your fucking name
so
is
Nasir. So
you've
been saying my name the whole this whole time
I
since our friendship.
I don't actually say your whole name.
You say you call Rihanna Rihanna. So you're fucking disrespectful.
It's Rihanna.
No, see? Look.
But there's a difference in, okay, because certain vowels I hear differently. And like when I worked with foreigners or people from like China and other countries and shit, when I was working with them, they would say their names, I would repeat it right back, but because there are certain, like, the way that we say vowels is different from how they say vowels.
Yeah.
And so the way that we hear certain shit is different. So one of them, they would say it, I would be like, repeat that shit right back to them, just the way that they said it. They'd be like, no, that's not it. But I'm saying it the same way that you're saying it, but you just have, like, you enunciate vowels a little differently than what I do. But I can still practice saying your name the way that you want it to be heard. So even for me, if it feels a little different, let's say.
Is it because of the accent?
Yeah. I think it's the accent, too. Like, we all have accents. We don't have accents to each other because we've been around each other. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you grow up around that. But motherfuckers outside of here, like, my Cleveland accent is probably thick as fuck to a motherfucker in a different country. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not the same as somebody else in California where they might be a little bit more accustomed to how they talk than how I'm talking from Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
But I wasn't going to necessarily talk about the sexy red. We just went on a whole little thing. But more so, I've been obsessed with people cooking outside. I don't know what kind of thing. Like, it's a guy on TikTok. And he'd be like, hey, buddy. And he talks like real soft, and he makes like the most like it's shit that I would want to eat outside. Mm-hmm. Like I'm out in the woods, like I feel like I'm out in the woods with him and a lumberjack, and this is the times. I'm really obsessed with that.
I
type
like
of shit.
When he like cooking on stone, like a flat stone. Yeah. And they just cut and they cut using a knife, and the knife looked like some shit they made themselves. And then they just cutting up whatever, and they just throwing that shit on there, and you just hear it going.
My toxic trait is like I can do this.
Yeah, that'd be it. Because it'd be like, oh, that don't look too hard. But that shit, you got to temperature control, literally. All that. You got to make sure. Because where you go wash the fucking meat off at?
But that's what I'm saying. It don't look unsanitary to me. Like, it makes sense. Like, yeah. I don't know why, but I'm like, because
it's the way they have it
doing.
Set up. They have it set up where it's neat. Ethical and everything for them. But I have been seeing people, like, people have been showing like different peep street vendors and shit from different countries and showing like them making food and like, would you eat this? And people are like, no, why the fuck is he not washing his hands and stuff? And it's like people are explaining like, well, in their country, they're not like they don't have to go through all that.
Yeah.
Not saying it's nasty or not nasty, but they just, this is how they're accustomed to doing things. And over, like, for them, that shit might be hygienic.
Yeah.
Whatever he got going on, he might know ancient Chinese secret, and that shit work out for him where it's hygienic as fuck. For us, we looking like, yo, you just touched all that shit with your bare hands.
You ever seen that fucking TikTok where that dude was about to scoop the ice cream? He had that fat ass boogie about to drop him.
Why the fuck would you? I don't want to hear no shit like that.
He had that fat ass boogie, and the guy was.
I'm squeamish around snots, boogers, around anything that come out of another person. I don't like that shit. I'm not a fan of thinking about that
but
shit.
But you
at
pick
all.
Your nose a lot.
I do, but I pick my nose on my own time.
No, the fuck you don't.
I do,
no,
and the, I, at least bro, that is okay. My so listen, pet peeve, and you go put me on fucking blast in front of the whole world.
I'm about to put you on blast a couple times,
but I do. I will pick my nose sometimes. I have no problem doing that, but I try to do it discreetly.
No, the fuck
I do,
you don't.
But unless y'all are my friends, it don't fucking matter at this point. Y'all know who I am. Y'all know what I do. But it's not like I'm picking my nose and flicking shit or
you are.
I meant eating the shit. I will flick the shit, but
bro, like I feel like. I think you were picking your nose one day, and then I think it was over some food, and I'm like, bro, I don't want that shit no more. Like, you was going in, like, you was
no.
all in your shit,
would bro. What you saw that day, I did like this. And sometimes, okay, listen, sometimes I'm in my nose, but I'm not actually picking my nose. Sometimes it's like the hairs in my nose will be a little funny, and I'm in there, and I'm moving them around, and I'm just, like, sensing shit. So it ain't like I'm always in there just, like, digging for gold and shit, but... I blame my mother. My mother used to pick her nose, and I hated being around her because she used to pull that shit out, and ooh. And I hated that. I always hated it. But it, you pick
the
up shit.
Joints too.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
You know that happened to me in high school.
Stop. Stop. Just stop. I don't want to talk about this shit no more. They locked Trump ass up, thank God. I don't know what's really going on with him, but...
You're trying to change the subject.
I'm trying to.
You know what's so crazy, though? We're not going boogies, but it's kind of something. When do you give, like... you know how, like, people be fucking and they be like, all right, I can use without the condom now with her. I feel safe. I feel like I have a minimum time, like, especially in my workspace, where it's like, all right, I trust this toilet enough, I don't have to mummy wrap this bitch up.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have those moments and times?
Where, like, mummy wrapping the toilet?
Like, basically, like, all right, I trust this toilet now. I've been going to this toilet.
Enough.
I trust this bitch a little bit. To get some
so
ass.
So, the way I'm not one of them people that put shit down on the toilet just because I move too much when I'm on the toilet. I'm not sitting in the same spot. I'm sorry. I'm moving the whole time. I'm getting comfortable. So, yeah, and having that shit on the toilet seat, I'm a shit on it.
I ain't gonna lie. Listen, I wore a sweater today, and I was taking one of the nastiest shits in the fucking world, bro. And I'm like, bro, I got this sweater on. I'd be damned if I got a little shit on this fucking sleeve, bro.
Because that'd be my biggest worry, too. Like, I have to pull the cuffs up.
Yeah, like, I have to take off my shirt,
though. And wipe, and then some shit ends up on my hands. I'm not a person that is going to... I will sanitize the toilet, though, I for sure. But what I consider sanitizing the toilet is going to go get a paper towel, wetting it, mm-hmm. wiping it. That's all I have at that time. Yeah. Unless there's hand sanitizer around or something. But if I see some shit on that toilet, I won't. Like, if I can go to it.
Huh? Like, if you see somebody smirk a dookie on there.
I'm definitely not sitting on the toilet.
Do you courtesy flush?
Huh? Yeah, I courtesy flush. Something about being caught in the bathroom, especially at work, is like embarrassing.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. But because everybody shits. Everybody has to use the bathroom and everything.
Oh, my comfort zone is all the way. I made my office my comfort zone. Is, you know, I share the office with like two other people.
Mm-hmm.
I fart loudly, ignorantly in that bitch now.
No, I would not like that. I ain't go. But I say that. I feel like that'd be the shit that skinny people can do that bigger people can't, because it's like, yeah, again, this right, shit. Right, literally. With it, because it's like, why the fuck is you farting in this open space, nigga? You can leave out, you can step. I would be irritated, but one of my coworkers, he be farting, but he'll at least be away from motherfuckers when he farts. But it's,
I mean, still, my desk is kind of away from motherfuckers now. I do have to fart now, but I'm not gonna do it.
Thank you.
But yeah, it's this little white lady that, like, her office is right next to the bathroom, and I say hi to her every time I go. Like, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm about to fuck this bathroom up, and you know I'm about to fuck this bathroom up.
I don't like that, because my coworker, her desk is right by the bathroom up front, and I don't like going. If I got a shit, I won't go up to that one, because I don't need you to hear, because it get crazy. And I don't need nobody like, what the fuck is going on? Because sometimes that shit be like, and it just hit the water, and it'd be crazy. Or it'd be like, none. You be trying to be quiet, you be in there, and you be like,
none. No, for real. Nah, I hate to put Keisha on blast on this one, but she said she got this story. She said she had to use the bathroom like real fucking bad. And I never heard some shit like this. She was like, yeah, I had to use the bathroom. It's real fucking bad. I ran to the fucking bathroom, and I swear, son, I bent over, and it just shot out on the it just shot out on the back of the wall. I said, how? And then she said, the janitor walked past. He said, what the fuck?
I remember one night my godmother was walking the dog. We was both outside. It was like 11 o'clock. She walking the dog, and she just dropped that fucking, she dropped the fucking walker and just like dropped it on the ground and started running in the house. And it's pitch black. We in West Virginia. I'm thinking she done saw something. So, and I'm black. Right. She white. I'm black. If I see you running, I'm running right behind you. I can't think of shit. So we run into the house. I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? And I'm scared and shit. And she running into the bathroom. She pulls her pants down and shit it all up the back of the toilet. Ooh. Like literally from the toilet to the wall, like the back of the wall. And I don't know how she did that. But when you got to go, you got to go. I don't know what kind of – I don't know.
I hate food that run right through me. Mm. Because I feel like those would be my, like, it's like, damn, those would be my worst shits.
I have a love-hate relationship with Takis, the blue ones specifically. Mm. I fuck some Takis up, but them bitches will come right back through and fuck you up. Yeah. And, like, nigga, I ate them bitches that night, fell asleep. I woke up at, like, 2 in the morning, had to rush into the bath. All I had to do was fart, but I thought I had to shit. And so, you know how you had that feeling of, I got to shit. And so, like, I'm sitting on the toilet, and I'm like this, and it's just nothing but fucking gas. But that shit was hurting and, like, just pushing on my fucking stomach.
Bad. I ain't gonna lie. I'll caution fart. Mm. Like, I'll have asshole control. Like, mm-hmm. I might let out a little one, and then if it give a little give, I know I got to go on the toilet. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah,
it'd be.
I know,
especially if it's soft. If it's a soft fart, oh, this I'm got a dookie.
My stomach be hurting like a motherfucker.
This
I just
fucking
be like,
gotta rev up.
It's that time.
A lot of ignorant shit has been going on though. I'm tired of going through fast food like places, and if I'm asking for hot sauce, don't give me 2 or 3 fucking packets. Mm-hmm. Be fucking for real. If I got a fucking 12-piece, what the fuck do you think I'm going to do with 2 packets of fucking hot sauce, nigga?
I only need 1 thing of sauce for nuggets. I could get a 20-piece. I'm only using 1 for that 20-piece. I am not using more. I
need to drench my shit. I need my shit drenched, bro.
I just need the flavor right there at that first bite, and that's all I need.
I feel like it's a power thing. What do they call it? Not a power struggle.
Power trip.
Because you know I need this shit. Yeah. You know I need this extra fucking sauce.
Also, I've been noticing, like, these motherfuckers. I've been ordering Chinese. These bitches don't send a fork, a napkin, nothing. Bitch, I ordered a lunch combination plate. You don't think I need a fork and spoon with this
shit?
Some
people eat with their hands, bro.
I'm not eating with my fucking hands and shit. Nigga, I need a fork and spoon. Give me a fork and spoon with this shit. I don't understand why niggas are not sending that shit no more. Why is it like, oh, do you want ketchup? Bitch, yes, just bitch. Put it in a bag. Just be courteous.
Yeah. I be needing my sauces, bro. I'm not gonna lie. I be needing all the fucking sauces, bro. Just a little segue off of this. I know we've been idolized. This has been 20 minutes of nonsense.
It has. Because it's been...
I feel like it's appropriate. It's been 2 years of awkward thinking, man. Mm. It's been too long. It don't even feel like 2 years.
It does not feel like two years. Nigga, 2 years?
Because I've been prideful. Be like, you know how we've been going around. I'm like, yeah, we've only been doing this shit for a year. You know, mm-hmm. Big poppin' shit. You know what I mean? But yeah, like, it's been 2 years. How you feel about that, man?
I don't know. Because it's kind of like it is gone so fast, I feel like, at times. And it's been slow at other times.
Yeah.
But I feel like this last year flew by faster. But I also feel like that's because we enjoy it more.
Yeah.
Like, and not that we weren't enjoying it when we first started, but we were more concerned in subscribers, following, mm-hmm. engagements, and everything, versus now we do this shit, we upload, and we going about our day,
yeah.
and we aren't stuck on numbers anymore. We just doing the shit for the fun of it, yeah, and enjoying it as we go through and do it. It's been a nice 2 years. I've seen myself kind of evolve through the podcast and being able to do this, and just even how I speak to other people and shit, and I'm using this on, like, I'm using... Like, the interactions that we get through this for other shit as well, it's been nice.
You know what's so crazy? Is like, you can see the evolution of both of our weight changes.
Really?
Yeah. Because I was like, your face is bigger, my face is smaller. Then now, my face is, like, a bigger, and yours is smaller. So, it's just like, you see, like, the weight changes, the different hairstyles, the different moments that we've had. Like, this 2 years... has been, I don't know, like, I can't really put a finger on it because we're still working on it, you know what I mean? Like, I can't be like, we've had this monumental thing.
But I feel like at times it's been monumental. We've had a lot of great moments
and a lot of
successes while doing this in just 2 years. And it's been, I don't know, it's been fun. It's been great. It's been a journey. And that's all niggas can really ask for, is to be able to go through this and be on a journey with it. And that's what it's been.
Yeah, because now I'm, like, really settling in of, like, this is not overnight. Because you do, when I think in our beginning stages, we were naive to be like, oh, we're going viral. Oh, we're about to be rich as fuck. You know what I mean? But it's like, oh, no, we still have to put in a lot of fucking work.
A lot of work. And I'm glad we did not get too successful very early on, because I feel like we still needed a lot of work that we needed to put into this, and we still do at times, but I feel like early on would have been too soon for us.
I would have power tripped like a motherfucker.
I know.
Oh, yeah. My ego would have been, nigga, what?
And I feel like through this, though, like, even what you said, like, being able to see ourselves, like, my confidence and everything, I get to see myself on a camera. I used to not take pictures.
You were very reserved.
I used to be, you know, very laid back and chilled and everything, but now I'm, like, seeing myself, and I get to see myself every week almost. I'm on camera, and I'm, like, looking at that person, and I'm enjoying who that person is. I'm enjoying how that person is evolving and everything, and I'm watching that person grow through these episodes and everything. So that's been beautiful for me, at least I could say.
A weird thought popped in my head, and I'm like, what is the doctor that
gynecologist?
No, not gynecologist. It's the one that deal with kids. What are they called?
Pediatrician?
Yeah. And I was like, how many pediatricians are pedophiles?
Oh, that's dark.
It is dark, but I was just thinking about that. Like, it was random as fuck, because it's like, In a weird way, you're getting your rocks off. And I know it's like, why the fuck are you thinking about shit like that? But it's like, how many times do we go in these buildings where it's teachers or this, it's that, touching the kid? You know what I mean? Like, these prestigious looks, you know what I mean? So, like, how are these background checks being ran? You know what I mean?
Because I don't think background checks get ran enough and they don't go deep enough. Mm-hmm. I think also people do shit at one job and just leave before it's, you know, shit can really come to light.
Yeah.
And then they go to the next job and fuck up the next kid. But I do think, especially with people working with kids, even I look out for my coworkers. Like, I don't think everybody's a pervert or anything, but certain shit, don't talk to the kid about. Don't say this to the kid. Don't, and not even just to the kid, but just to staff as well. Certain shit I don't like, I don't care for when it comes to making other people feel comfortable and uncomfortable. Don't, I don't know. Like, I don't know. Certain conversations to me isn't for a kid to be around. Mm-hmm. That's not for a kid to sit around and hear you talk like this. It's not okay for a kid to hear certain shit. And it's not okay to not flirt, because of course saying it out loud sounds crazy. It's not okay to flirt with a kid. But you know how people, oh, you so handsome. Oh, you this and that. I don't like shit like that. Stop that. There is no reason for you to be talking to a kid like that or even being suggestive like that.
How do you give a kid a compliment?
That kid is so adorable.
Okay.
You're an adorable kid.
Or you like, you're a handsome young man.
Yeah, you're a handsome young man. That there's nothing wrong with that. But when it's like, oh, you a fine little young man, you a sexy little girl.
People are saying shit like that.
That those are comments that don't need to be said, because again, and like we've talked about on the podcast before, those things attract attraction to it. Mm. When I'm calling you fine, sexy, those are things that I think, and those are not things that I feel like should be thought of in references to kids. That's not something, I shouldn't think that a kid is fine. I shouldn't think that a kid is sexy or any of that. A kid can be adorable. A kid can be cute. A kid can be beautiful. A kid can be, and I wouldn't even necessarily say beautiful. I feel like
a kid can be fucking beautiful. You're taking this fucking too extreme, nigga.
Oh, that's a beautiful little baby. Oh,
that's beautiful. Your child is beautiful.
Yeah, and in those situations, but I just, how we approach things, and
your hair is beautiful. You're a beautiful young lady,
and so things like that. It's okay. I would say it's okay, right. But it get weird when it comes to kids. Because
I ain't gonna lie. Like, kids sitting on my lap, that's a no go. Mm-hmm. If you're not my child and I don't have any, like, all right, for you it's different because you have nieces and nephews and shit like that. But like, if it's my friends' children or anything like that, it's really at a bare minimum. I might have carried a kid, but sitting on my lap, that's a no go for me because I don't want anything misconstrued. This and that. I barely even like being left alone. Yeah. Not saying I would do anything, but I don't want
to
be
talking to Cheyenne about this because I feel like we saw something, and it wasn't like anything creepy, or it was something like very simple and harmless, but it was like, I'm like, oh, I had to like, oh, that was you actually. I think no, that wasn't you.
I
forgot what the situation was, but it was something about like it was with a man and it was like a kid, and it wasn't like, I feel like certain things as a man I can't do with a kid. I can't do certain things and it not be seen as creepy, even though it could be very harmless or in no ill intentions or anything with it. But because of people's view of men, because a lot of people will be like, oh, yeah, you're a pervert because you got a kid sitting on your knee. And it's like, what the fuck is you talking about, bitch? I ain't never have them kind of experiences. So that's not for me or whatever, right?
Uh-huh.
But people will see men do certain things like, I'm trying to think of the example because I feel like there's better examples out there. But just how a woman can come up to a kid and, you know, oh, this and that, interact with a kid and stuff. Seeing a grown man do certain things is like, okay, I have to watch you to make sure you're safe to do that.
Yeah. And that's my fear. That's a fear of like, you know, you be around your friends and you just never fucking know. You know what I mean? You never know what happens in the fucking dark. You know what I mean?
I would hope, and I really do hope,
it's a fear of mine for sure.
None of my friends would ever be on no shit like that.
Yeah.
I can't, you know how certain shit is like, oh, I understand, or it's forgiven, or it's whatever.
That's nothing I can forgive.
I can't, like, I just can't,
right.
Especially when it comes to a kid, because I just feel like a kid has no choice. A kid, and there's just no reason why you should be attracted to a kid.
Yeah.
But let's move off kids.
Okay.
Let's go back to older people. I feel like there be shit going on I don't care for. I don't like seeing older niggas flirting with young girls. That makes
How
me
young?
Feel so.
Like, what's the age
anytime
range?
Anytime I feel like you could be this person's parent, you're too old to be flirting. You're too old. And it's, my thing is, it's different when it's maybe two-sided and it's like, okay, I'm flirting with you and I'm expecting for you to flirt back. But when it's just one-sided and you
saying sexual events, shit.
Yeah, maybe not even just sexually, but just little comments and shit. Like, if you are asking for, I don't, a grown man shouldn't be asking nobody for a hug. I feel like, I just feel like that.
As a
26-year-old man, I'm not asking anybody for a hug. I'm not going to be like, oh, can I get a hug?
That is kind of like OD.
Yeah,
now.
Like, I feel like it's a little
weird.
If you
don't give me a hug, it's cool.
Yeah. Like, but like when I see my female friends, we go in for a hug. And that was something I had to eventually get comfortable with. Like when I just saw Sharice. When I got here, I gave her a hug, but that's something we're accustomed to. It's like, oh, I haven't seen you in a while. Let me give you a hug. That took so much time for me to be able to hug people because that was uncomfortable to me. I didn't grow up touching other people like right. that. So it was like to hug somebody was really uncomfortable. And now even...
And Sharice a little handsy, too.
Leave Sharice alone. But now as a grown man... Like, I'm seeing grown men ask young women for hugs, and it's like...
Where my hug at?
Yeah, what are you getting out of that? And my thing is just, you niggas be too old, and I don't think niggas understand, like, you, my nigga, you're too old to be flirting.
Yeah.
You flirt with somebody your own age, motherfucker.
You know what I don't fuck with?
What?
These sick niggas that wait till women get drunk to start fucking with them. Mm. And I feel like that shit is so sick. It's like,
yeah.
You don't have enough game to fuck with her sober, so you mm-hmm. have to wait till she's, I wouldn't say so out of body, but, you know, a little lit for her to come around. That's the most weirdest shit in the fucking world.
I've never, ever been like, okay, we drinking, we need to go and move on. I don't think there's been a time I've ever had drunk sex.
You're lame.
I'm sorry.
I'm not saying it like.
But
like,
no, I get what you mean. But like I just because I'm trying to think back to like when I first started drinking, and then just who I've been with since then. And yeah, I don't think I've had. I feel like maybe once or twice. But again, that's with a person I've been at that point already having sex with. Consensually.
Yeah. Consensually.
Consensually.
Yep. There we go. Learning. We there.
Yeah. But we've already had to have sex consensually first mm-hmm. before we take that next step under the influence. I don't get that. I never understood why a nigga. Well, I understand because it's like you couldn't get her when she was sober. Mm-hmm. But it's like it's nasty. It's perverted.
Yeah.
I'm not into shit like that. Like if I'm at a party and the shorty drunk as fuck, I'm finding her friends. Like, I go out and I find friends, and I'm like, yo, your friend over here, she drunk as fuck. You might want to get her. Yeah, because I just feel like, I don't know. My thoughts have never, I've never been that horny enough to be like, oh, this is something I should do, or this is an opportunity. Like, I've never thought that, and I've never even wanted to be.
I've never been that horny to take advantage. You know, like, and it sounds so crazy to say in those, mm-hmm. but it's just like, it's like, how? You know what I mean? Like, in certain situations, this is like, nigga, it's like a no. Like, how do you not understand? Like, why do you want to get your nut off so bad that you are ignoring the no?
Yeah.
Like, you're ignoring the signs of get away from me.
And I just don't understand. And I've always been that kind of person. Like, I used to like for the woman to initiate sex. Or I prefer for the woman to initiate sex. Because at least... Number one, I like to know that you want me. I like to feel wanted mm-hmm. just as well as you like to feel wanted. But I like to know that you, I don't know. I like to know that this is something you're actually interested in and you like to do this and not just something that you do for me, for my pleasure and shit. Mm-hmm. And just the, I don't know how niggas do shit like that. It'd be sick shit.
We are sometimes a weird species of males, you know what I mean? Because I just don't get it. And I think it's just because on how you were raised.
Mm-hmm.
If you were raised around a lot of perverts, I feel like you have perverted ways.
And I will say that because there were times growing up where certain shit would be said or done right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I would be like, what?
Yeah.
But it would be normal. And it would just be like, that's why it's so important for you to watch who your kids are growing up around, the influences and everything that are around them, because if kids are taking that shit in, mm-hmm. and if I did not have the time to think and to apply different situations, I would have thought the same way. And sometimes I did think the same way. Oh, this was just acceptable. This is okay. I remember my first time, like, approaching a girl about sex and being like, yo, yeah, I got condoms and stuff in my bag. I'm ready. Like, what you on? And she, her being like, what the fuck is you talking about? And it was embarrassing because I'm thinking, like, isn't this how we supposed to? And I got my cousin, like, yeah, that's how you do it, and this and that. Like, what she say? Like, he waiting for me to, like, to see the responses. And she like, what, nigga, what are you talking about? I don't even know you like that to for us to even have that conversation in that. And that was the first time, like, thank God, that was, like, the first time I, like, reached out in that kind of aspect and then got rejected and was like, okay, I'm going to take this and I'm going to learn from it. Like, I was like, I was embarrassed because I'm like, I feel lame now.
Yeah.
Because she just pointed out, I said some lame shit.
Yeah.
But again, that's why you got to watch who's around your kids and what kind of influences are being put on your kids. Mm-hmm. And not even just with those people, but podcasters and my niggas, any nigga who in front of a mic, if you get in front of that mic, and all you can do is disrespect women and talk down to women and try to put women in a certain place. My nigga, put the fucking mic down. It's time for niggas to stop talking. Y'all giving the rest of us bad names, the niggas who be trying to talk about other shit. Like, don't we talk about women sometimes on here, but we don't try to talk about women as in, like, too negative or that's not our focus of the whole episode. We talk about our experiences, and sometimes, yeah, those experiences can be negative with those women, but we're not out here trying to make women seem horrible. I seen this clip of these fucking kids. They met a podcaster or whatever, and the first thing they started fucking saying was like, oh, yeah, women ain't shit, and fuck women, and women aren't this. And dude was so surprised, but it's like, this is what you're – let me not – I don't know who the fuck he is. Yeah. So, but from what I gather from that clip – is that this is what you normally say, and they thought it was okay to repeat it back to you and do that.
I think that a lot of potters don't understand the power that you have with this mic, especially the people with the platforms. Like, we will – this is a new wave of radio. This is a new wave of how people are getting information.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to – especially the bigger ones, you know, we have to be mindful. And we don't know, like – you know, I'm not big. I will never say any gay racial slurs. I might make a joke, or I might, or any racial slurs or any negative derogatory. I try to really stay away from that shit because, number one, I don't say it personally, but I don't want that to be a part of my
image.
My image, you know what I mean? Or a part of, oh, well, on episode 10, he was talking like this. Like, you don't get, and people try to push it off as, like, comedy, or people try to push it off as this. But it's just, like, if you're not a fucking comedian, you know what I mean? Then you're not, and you know.
Some shit is not funny because it's not at your expense. Bitch, we all watch SpongeBob. We watched that episode where SpongeBob was making fun of Sandy the whole time. And she kept telling him, like, nigga, that's not okay. You keep making fun of me. And eventually that nigga got it to the point where after he got his ass beat, he was like, oh, it's not funny.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to just make jokes about myself. Work on shit like that. And I've never been a fan of a motherfucker being like, it's just a joke. Because, bitch, it's a joke when you say it because you feel like it's funny. It's not a joke, bitch, at my expense. Don't crack jokes, especially it be sensitive shit.
Yeah.
Stop talking about people, gender, and sexuality and thinking that it's funny, especially when they're struggling with it every fucking day. That doesn't make sense. I don't want no fucking white pill-ass person making black jokes and shit. I don't give a when I see that shit, that little big mouth looking nigga, the white boy, he's been going viral for doing comedy. He did one little black joke. I did not like it. Don't, that's not your lane. I don't speak on shit that you have not lived through, and don't speak on it in a way that you try to make jokes out of it. It's not for you to make jokes out of it. It's not funny. Like, I can't laugh because you're the one telling the joke.
I think, you know, just even going with that, just the whole, this whole topic, I randomly was trying to figure out how, why people put Richard Pryor in their top five.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not because, you know, I mean, he was, you know, real raw. He was real, you know, dirty comedy and stuff.
Richard
like
Pryor
that.
Was funny as fuck.
He wasn't funny to me. I don't get it. You know what I mean? I don't get it. But I went down a rabbit hole of Richard Pryor. And it was his honesty.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, because it was like, you're going to, so do you do drugs? He was like, hell yeah, I do drugs. I do cocaine. I do this and I have fun. And I do this. My life is like this. This is my reasoning sometimes. Mm-hmm. And it was just so much self-awareness. You know what I mean? Or it was like, shit, I might fuck a nigga. You know what I mean? Like, it was his whole. And I was like, it makes sense because I don't think anybody. He might be in a lot of people's top fives because he was funny. But I think he was probably in a lot of people's top five because of his transparency. And I feel like a lot of people don't give so much of their transparent selves on stage. And I feel like they become that image of a falsified person. But going back to the pod thing, it's like, don't get so involved into the character. Because at a point in time, I got involved so much into the character where I'm like, this is not me. All right, let me chill the fuck out. You know what I mean? So I think it's just like, if you're going to be honest and transparent about what you say, like, at least stand on it. You know what I mean? Stand on what you're saying. And if you're going to go 10 toes on it, then go 10 toes on it. If you're just saying shit just to get likes, clicks, and you know, to go viral, to get seen, that shit has a fizzle point. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
especially shit that causes harm to other people. That'd be the thing. It's not like you keep making comedy about fucking skunks and shit. You making jokes about actual people. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, it's always marginalized people. People who are already put on the ends already. And it's like, it's almost like kicking people while they down. And then it's like, you do it in such a, again, kids aren't aware of shit. So like, they don't understand that, okay, certain shit like that we experience, like we can understand and take it for what it is because we've experienced so much up until that point. Kids don't know that. Kids are learning shit new every day. So if I'm on here and I'm man ain't shit and all of us are doing this and that, if that kid see that, he might take that shit and run with it and think that that's all that there is, instead of knowing that, okay, that's what that motherfucker is saying out his mouth. Because kids believe anything. Yeah. Kids believe any fucking thing.
Especially so, when you're a celebrity.
Yeah. I see this nigga up here talking. I'm going to believe everything he fucking saying out his mouth. And then I take that shit and run with it. And now I think that it's okay to say these things. I think that it's okay. Like the kids was like, yeah, gay people should die, this and that. And dude was like, whoa, like, no, like. But it's like, what are you saying on your show that made him feel that comfortable to say that?
Because it's crazy.
He obviously felt like you would agree with him or felt like that you would praise him for what he was saying. So even if sometimes that's not our intentions, we have to be aware. That's that self-awareness that we all need and need to make sure that kids aren't being exposed to certain shit that isn't good for them. And then also, nigga, have your content to only the people who should be at an age where they can understand your shit. But also stop using your platform for hate and negativity. Stop going in on these marginalized communities and like kicking people and just spreading so much hate that this new generation grows up thinking that certain things, because we was doing a lot of shit, we was unchanging a lot of shit, changing a lot of shit. We were undoing a lot of bad shit that happened. Motherfuckers seemed like they were being a little bit more acceptable, a little bit more tolerant of shit. But now it's like you have those groups of niggas, and it pisses me off because then it makes all of us get looked at like that. And I be like, motherfucker, that ain't got shit to do with me. Yeah, I got a mic, but I ain't the one talking about that shit. And please just start doing that. Start leaving motherfuckers in their spaces. Start identifying who it is that's saying the dumb shit. Stop seeing everybody with a mic and just start seeing the niggas who are saying the dumb shit. Enlist the dumb shit. Stop saying, because I hate that. Y'all be seeming anti-black when y'all say that. Take the white mics away from all the black people, this and that.
Don't take my mic away.
Some of our conversations do need to change, niggas.
I mean, I look at it like, yeah, some of our conversations need to change, but like we are ignorant sometimes. And ignorant is just not to know. Sometimes we don't do the fucking research. I'm gonna keep it a bean. We don't fucking do the research all the fucking time. We might say some shit out of context or make a joke out of context or some shit out of the of not knowing. And this is an ignorant thought because I just don't know, or I don't know it's offending.
Yeah.
Or somebody was like, or Vince will say, we're not airing this. This is crazy. You need to evaluate yourself. And you know what I mean? And why do you think it's okay to think that way?
And I go into my rants about white people, and Nas will be like, nah, we can't have this.
I be on my coon shit.
Yeah, he does a lot. But he'll cut it out, and it's not because he's trying to save anybody. Oh, he's trying to save me, but I get passionate about some of the shit that I say, and then I say things that even though I feel justified in saying them, they're not fair to everybody. Everybody wasn't a racist. Everybody wasn't a part of the shit that we have to deal with right now. So it's like, it's not fair. And then for people who don't know me and don't know my personality, if that's the first clip that they see of me, that's all they're going to think of me. Motherfuckers don't know Vince that does this and that in the community or is out here doing this and saving lives and saving hoes. I'm not, like, you don't know that part. So, yeah.
Once again, this nigga is not Vince at home on this fucking camera.
Who am I at home?
This nigga is a whole different nigga. I'm going to let y'all know this nigga is not the real Vince. He be capping for y'all these fucking cameras. He be trying to sound so prestigious.
I'm a prestigious motherfucker.
But you know what we going to do? We going to wrap up this motherfucking episode. It's about that time where we leave you with a positive message to get through the week. What is that positive message to get through the week, Vince?
Positive message to get through the week. Yep.
In the club with my twin, we be vibing.
A positive message.
Damn, you don't got nothing positive to say?
I'm trying to think of something that's good. Like, you know, I'm trying to think what's got me through this week. I had a rough day on Sunday and Monday with my kids and my job, and they were kind of being like buttholes. And sometimes when that happens, I hold on to that, and I be like, the next time I come in, you know, just forget them. And yeah,
he be beating our roommate when he bringing home work home.
I don't, but I've learned to let that go, and I hold on to that because every day does need to be a different day. And when I'm holding on to that, and I'm holding on to that anger, that bitterness and shit of what happened, I'm bringing that back in. And these kids might be in a whole different place and ready to learn today versus where they were the other day. Mm-hmm. And so just like with the kids, everything in life is like that. Maybe you holding on to some shit from last year, last week, whatever. Let that shit go. Let go and let God. That's all I got.
My positive message is to all my creators or anybody that's really trying to really bet on yourself to the fullest. You know what I mean? This has started 2 years ago, and this has been unbelievable, whether it's been a high moment, whether it's been a low moment, learning and understanding who we are in this space and what are we, you know, we're still trying to find our voices and what we mean to the world and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. When it comes to in this podcast space, and it's okay. It's not going to be easy. You know what I mean? You might have beginner's luck, you know, and shit may get hard, you know, things you got to pivot sometimes, and pivot doesn't necessarily mean quit. It just means, oh, we need to go in a different direction. We might need to talk about this. You know what I mean? And, it's not copying. If you don't copy, just draw inspiration. That's what I would say. So that's my positive message to get through the week. I'm Nas.
I'm Vince.
Thank you for being awkward with us. Yeah, next week.
Pack this shit up.
In the club with my twin, we be vibing.